B-Pod Studios.
Hello?
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
We'll do it live!
Oh, my.
I hate you.
Andrew! Give it to me, baby!
And there it was last night. The nightcap of an incredible winter Philadelphia sports night. And they're in Golden State. And they take them out. What a game. What a game. Jason Martinez, I'm Anthony Gargano. After an incredible night last night, it was one of those games where you went, we belong. That's what it was.
Measuring stick.
Damn right. And look, I know it's January and at the end of January and last night of January and there's no Klay Thompson. None of that matters, man. Ben Simmons had one of those nights.
Awesome.
And it was a night where it's enough to shut people up. All those arguments, all that wasted talk last night tonight. Jace, that says, shut up.
Well, he asserted himself last night, all night. And you just saw, like, right away that he had his game. Like, he felt it last night. And boom, I think it was his best game as a pro.
Well, it was funny. I was saying that last night to my cousin. Go, best game that he's ever played. He does it at the Oracle. And he does it on TNT. See, the thing that I love about the kid, too, is that he steps up.
Yeah.
Like, big moments. You know, it was a big moment last night. He wanted to belong there.
Yeah, I think that was his motivation. I think that was him saying, all right, this team is incredible, this Warriors team. And they're the odds-on favorite to win the title. They probably win it. But this is an opportunity for me, on the day that I'm named to the All-Star team, to boom, show I really belong. And boy, I thought he just asserted himself the entire game. He was on a mission and he completed the mission. It was incredible to watch. And it wasn't a triple double, but it didn't matter. He was incredible in the game. He dictated the game.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And Steph's ridiculous.
It was one of those incredible nights, man. Yeah. It just truly was. It was awesome. It really was. If you're like a Sixer fan, last night was the night where you went, all right, the thing crystallized for us. Like, you saw, you know, imagine what they can be when they get a couple veterans, right?
Yeah.
Stock up the bench a little bit. You know, the kids play well. I give it to them. Chapman played well again, and Baldwin played well. You know, it was one of those nights. And it was funny because, you know, there's Joe, and Joe usually is, on nights like those, big nights, like, he's out there. Him and Boogie was a great theater.
Battling.
Right?
Yeah.
It was great theater.
About 20 boards for Joe last 26 night.
26 and 20.
Wow. And yeah, six offensive rebounds. He's turning the ball over a little bit more than you'd like, but we're not going to focus on that. But yeah, I mean, just incredible. I mean, I don't even know what to expect from him night in and night out anymore because he just continues. The fact that he just, you know, he puts up 28 to 32 and gives you anywhere between 18 and 22 boards is absurd.
It is.
It's absurd.
No, I mean, you're so right. I mean, he sweeps the glass. He dominates the glass. And Cousins, DeMarcus Cousins, I mean, you see him. I mean, he's not even all the way there yet. You see how great he is. I mean, he's just a gifted ball player. You know, he's prickly.
Yeah, which is part of his charm.
Yeah, right, he's got that about him. But man, he's a player, and it was great to watch those two go at it, like the big men going at it. That was kind of like throwback watching big guys go at it.
Yeah, it was like watching Ewing take on
Olajuwon,
or you know, Shaq taking on whoever. You know, back in the day when you, every team, not every team, but the best teams all had a legitimate big man, whether it was David Robinson or whatever. But yeah, you're right. It was two guys, and they had skill. It wasn't just two big men. It was big men with skill.
You see the passing ability of Cousins. Now, on that team, the ball movement, the ball just goes like a hot
potato. Well, that's Kerr's offense, right?
Yeah.
Move the ball as much as you can. Eventually, you'll find the mistake.
I'm just
playing
triangle. I mean, it doesn't really matter because he's got everything going on around them. I mean, you saw all the open. It's impossible to guard them, even without Clay.
Yeah.
It's next to impossible to guard them. But it was a couple things off the game last night, Jace. So, you know, it's the first quarter, and they're about to be blown out of the building. The Warriors were up 9 or 11 at one point, and there was a timeout. There was a timeout, and it was amazing because the lineup that Brett had on the floor, I'm going, what's this lineup?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
It was the TJ, Chandler, the kid Shamit, and Bolden, and Ben.
Yeah,
I'm going, where's the offense going to come from?
Yeah,
Chandler hit a couple shots. Bolden had great great series where he had a block and then came back up and had a finish on a dunk. It was amazing because that lineup kind of brought him back. And then in the second quarter, they were in trouble again. They were on the ropes and they came back. And then they just outplayed them in the second half.
Yeah, it made it. You know, it's weird because I thought like. You know, you bet the first half Sixers. That's the play, especially with a team coming back home. But it seemed like Golden State didn't have their legs the rest of the way the Sixers did. And it just seemed like the Sixers had more effort.
Yeah, it did. It was weird. I mean, I said yesterday, I thought they had a chance to win the game. Yeah. I thought it. I felt it last night. Mm-hmm. I felt like they were going to win that game. And it's the kind of game that I think that they were excited to play.
Yeah, I think they were more up for the game.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and, you know, Golden State coming off the road and everything.
I mean, look, Golden State won 15 in a row?
11
in a row?
I think it was 11 in a row.
You know.
I mean, but the Sixers hung a 42.
15 straight at home, it was.
Yeah. I mean, the Sixers hung a 42 spot on them in the third quarter.
That's what the game was.
And look, I know and Ben was great, and Joe was great, and you know, Jimmy Butler kind of disappeared a little bit last night, but you got to give credit to the coaching staff. They came out in the second half, and boom. They laid it to him, and it worked. And then you brought up that rotation that Brett had on the floor. That worked, which had a lot of us scratching our head watching it going, wait a minute, what are they doing?
See, but what you got last night was a window into the future. This is
exactly
what I've always saw about Ben. Why I go crazy over Simmons and argue to death. I argue, you know, because you could see his ability, like, and if you extrapolate what he can do to something like last night,
yeah,
I mean, he could dominate. Yeah, but you don't need another star. You have Embiid. You just need shooters around him.
Yeah, and that was a window into what he's going to be more and more often last night.
Yeah,
you've seen great games and triple doubles out of him, and not legendary, but really good performances. But last night, I mean, that was his best NBA performance last night. It was just so impressive, and it was on the big stage, which is what I loved about it even more. And that game last night and the hockey game last night made me think, who the hell cares about the Super Bowl this week?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm good for sports, man.
I don't care.
It was awesome. So Flyers and Bruins, I don't want to lose Flyers either because it was third game in four nights up in Boston, and they outplayed the Bruins.
Yeah.
I mean, they outworked them. They outplayed them last night, and they came back.
Yeah.
They were down 2-1, and you come back the way they came back. The Capitan.
Yeah, that was a big goal to get the breakaway goal to tie it up at 1, and it was the Pastrnak show. And look, the Bruins came out in the first 10 minutes and really dictated, but then once the Flyers got their feet under them, they dictated the rest of that game. Like, I see people saying, oh, it's amazing what goaltending can do. Well, no, Carhartt was good last night. But the reason they won the game wasn't because of goaltending. The reason they won the game is because they smothered them last night.
Yeah.
They were all over them last night.
Yeah, they played well. They played well.
And I'm going, wow, three games in 4 days. How does that happen? You know, they outshoot them 41-25 on three games in four days. That's a really tough spot last night. I mean, the Bruins were minus 210 on the money line on that game last night.
Yeah.
And that's for a reason. That's not just the teams, but that's also the spot. And to come away with that, I mean, to dominate the way they did in the face-off circle last night, it was a good win last night. They've won six straight. The Sixers beat Golden State. And I got tons of tweets from people hitting the double money line parlay. Congrats.
We said it. The double-double.
Yep.
The money line with the Sixers and the Flyers. Both, obviously, the Sixers were a 9-point underdog.
Yeah.
So they were big on the money line. So anyway, so we'll get into all that. I really want to talk about it last night. I want to talk about Simmons. And we want you to take the Super Bowl challenge. And that means, where were you last year at this very moment? Take us back into your life on this Friday before the Super Bowl and what happened from then until through the game and then afterwards in the party.
You know, it's funny. I was right here. My ass was on the same exact chair and the same exact piece of real estate last year on this day. Your ass was in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I was in Minnesota.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show, a Super Football Friday, and we're talking hoops. And hockey. That's the way it is this year, though. No Eagles in the big one.
Oh, man, Ben.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say.
Magical last night. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, so taking the Super Bowl challenge, talk about the uncles, man. The uncles, I know the uncles were hanging out, and they were all supered up. They were freaking out, oh, like everybody else was. So the dealership was all done up. There was parties and tailgates and the whole thing. Well, 1 year later, our boys aren't there, but the deals are at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Just scares what you got to do. New Jeep, drive home, $129 a month. That's it. That's right, just $129 a month. Only at Family. Get oil change, state inspection, and a loaner card, no charge at Family. Your buying experience is always fun, fast, and friendly. Best service after the sale. So come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. See the uncles, Greg and Paul, family owned and operated for three generations during the Start Something New sales event at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You know by now, you're not just a customer. You are family in the Airport Auto Mall, online anytime, familyautos.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Run out for Cook. Cook down the lane. Blocked by Shaman. Landry Shaman with a defensive play of his rookie year. Butler to Muscala. Back out to Shaman. Can he cap it off with a three? You got it. And he was fouled. End to end basketball. A shocker. Oh, my.
A shocker. That is great.
He's the best, isn't he?
Yeah. A two-hand tap.
Yeah, you always waited for the Sixers to get good so you can really enjoy Tom McGinnis.
Yeah.
It's true.
For all those years, he was manufacturing excitement.
Yeah, yeah. A little better than
authentic.
Royale Ivy.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding me, Tony Roten? I got to tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed Mike Breen and Reggie Miller last night.
I like listening to Reggie Miller. Breen's very good, but Reggie Miller, I think, does a great job.
Yeah, I'm big. I love Reggie. And Reggie was great because Steph was taunting him.
Yeah.
Hitting shots, pointing at him.
Yeah. Making Reggie part of the game. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to smash Steph.
Yeah, he's so good, though. My God.
Dude, his range, I was telling you before the show, his range is Northern California. Like, he shoots shots that are three quarters of the court like it's an 18-foot jump shot.
Yeah.
Like, it's so effortless.
And it's the beauty is it's just pure.
Oh my God!
Like it goes in.
You ever seen anything like it?
Like a honey.
Like for in any situation.
Well, Reggie was like that.
Yeah, but like you know, you look. Reggie was so frail, and Steph is thin, but he's not as frail as Reggie was.
Well, Reggie
always feel like
taller.
Reggie Miller could snap in half. You know
Reggie
what I mean?
Was taller, so But Reggie had that range. I mean, when Reggie got hot, I mean, I would go Steph over Reggie, but slightly. Yeah. I mean, when Reggie got hot, he'd be out. I mean, he had no range either. Same thing. There was no limit to his range.
Yeah. Yeah, he was sensational.
I
mean,
I was at all those Garden games where Spike Lee and all that stuff. I was the best.
That was incredible.
When he would go, all of a sudden, steal three. I mean, the game's different now.
Yeah.
But for back then.
Oh, he had like 12 points in like 30 game seconds the one game against the Knicks. It was incredible.
Yeah, no, but Steph is, he's ridiculous. It was just so good, though, to see, like, this whole bench contributed, you know? I mean, Bolden gave you a good 14 minutes. Shamet gave you a good 15 minutes.
Gives you three threes, Shamet does.
You know, I mean, there were key moments, too. But, man, I can't say it enough. 26, he shot 13 times, 10 for 13. 8 boards, 6 dimes.
Yeah.
What a game.
He was tremendous last night. It wasn't Embiid's greatest game last night.
Yeah, but he had 20 boards.
Yeah, but he had 20 boards, 6 offensive. It's incredible. 610-632-0975. Let's get right to the phone.
That had 3 steals, too. The only thing with Joe finished with 8 turnovers.
Yeah.
He had 5 in the first half.
I know.
Yeah, he had 6 the other night and 8. And that's one.
The problem is when he tries to put the ball on the floor. You know, guys are getting wise to that now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Jay in West Philly, starts us off, wants to talk some hoops. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Got my goal there to be the first one.
My brother.
I totally apologize, but your boy had a good game.
Yeah, didn't he, baby?
He had a good game.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if Jimmy coaching the team, but it looked like the offense evolved a little bit. That's where he could work because Joe was playing outside a little bit. And I seen Ben in the post, so, you know, I always get on you when he don't shoot.
Yeah,
like
no.
Like, he crosses that OKC game. But last night, the boy looked all right, man.
Yeah.
He looked all right.
Yeah.
So,
I love it. Thanks, Jay. I do. I love it. I was like a proud papa watching last night.
Yeah, I know you. I know you was. But he still got to do the little finishing job. But like I said, I'm going to critique it because of what I've been hearing, you know, the generational thing.
Yeah.
But he showed out last night.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, I've always said, like, I'm projecting and, like, just kind of projecting out from what you know, can do, you know?
It was the two things of the process, you know? And like I said, I'm going to still be on him because my biggest thing was he came out, you know, sitting a whole year and didn't have a jump shot. But I'm comparing him to Joe because Joe was out and Joe came back.
Yeah, Joe just has a better touch, though, you know?
Exactly. But that's the big thing because he's been a star for so long. It's just like people are just fathom, like, how come he doesn't have this when, you know, he's been on the radar for years and Joe, you know, doing 7 years and, you know, he got jump shots and all that stuff. But,
well, Ben, at no level, Jay.
I just wanted to tell you last night.
Thank you, Jay. You're a good man, brother.
Yeah.
Good man. You know, but, you know, I'm going to call you when you do that because he killed me with that Oklahoma City game.
I know.
He gave it away.
All right. He gave you Golden State as the gift.
Yeah. He's not a complete player yet, but you saw last night of all the things that he does do great. It was tremendous.
But my only
point
with him has always been extrapolate what you see to a game becoming mature. And you go, damn.
Yeah. He's played 132 NBA games. 132. He's 22 years old. You know? He's a guy that at every level prior to the NBA didn't have to shoot the ball. He could go to the basket no matter where he played at any time, whenever he wanted, and finish. So it was like, it's not something he did a lot, but he can develop it.
Man, I just think about those two guys, man. Those two guys together. I mean, it really doesn't matter who you put with them.
Yeah.
Whether it's as long as a guy could score and shoot.
Jimmy disappears a little bit, though.
He disappeared last night.
Yeah, like, it's not like it's just not the game where he's going to be showcased. It's like he kind of melds in with everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, he tried to get him going in the third quarter, gave him the ball more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's where he was kind of running the point a little bit.
Yeah.
In the third quarter, and he kind of came alive a little bit. But, yeah, he does. He has a penchant. It feels like he's got a penchant to disappear.
Does it feel like he's got a penchant to pout if it's not about him? Because you can't have that.
No. I mean, it kind of looked pouty last night a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just take that last night because to me, if Ben and Beat are playing like that, sans the turnovers,
yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah, you're right.
They're gonna be tough to beat.
Dave in South Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Dave?
What's up, fellas? Two nice wins last night.
Dude, doubleheader wins.
Awesome.
Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah. Aunt from the neighborhood. Broad and Wolf.
What's up, brother?
How you doing? Listen, good. What makes you think the Sixers don't need a guy like Dedmon from Atlanta? I mean, every time we play a team during the course of the year, when he sits the bench, the other squad just comes out with 8 points, like around 8 points straight, and then we're down again. We need somebody.
Yeah, you need a backup five. There.
Well, I mean, could Dedmon fill that role? I mean, he has to start. Is he going to be power forward?
No, I think he's. I mean, I guess he can, but and he could also play. He could also back up five for you too. So you need a guy that can maybe play stretch four, and that's the only thing about Dedmon. By the way, you see Collins, who plays next to him, John Collins. He's a hell of a player for the Hawks.
Yeah, but Dedmon's like Embiid, like 7 foot, 245.
Right. You know, I kind of want more of a stretch guy at the four, Davey.
You do?
Yeah. They can shoot the three.
I mean, we were nice last night. You ain't trying to beat the champs, but like if you're in a series and Embiid gets dinged up, I mean, come on, we're done. For some.
But you can't worry about that.
No, well, I mean, I hear you. But that's what he means as a backup five. I wouldn't start him next to Embiid.
Well, who are you thinking of? Who are you thinking of?
See, I want more of a stretch four. See, I need a guy that could shoot threes, right, Dave? And
right.
And at times could come in and back him up, back Joe up at the five. We'd go small.
Right.
I mean, the problem with Love is the contract. So I talked to somebody yesterday. And that contract is going to be an issue. So
I like the Scala hitting those threes on the outside. But guess what? He's got to be more of a finesse guy inside, too. He's got to be a little bit more of a bruiser, you know?
Yeah, he's too soft. Yeah, he's soft. Yeah. You're right. You're right, Davey. That's a good call by you. Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, he's definitely too soft. But I want that stretch four that can also give Joe a blow.
Give you some outside range.
Yeah. You know, I brought up the kid John Collins next to Dedmon. Have you seen him, Andrew?
Yeah, the guy can play.
He's a hell of a play. Young kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not going to trade him, but he's a terrific player.
And to the caller's point, he said get Dedmon because if Embiid goes down, you guys are done. Unless you have Anthony Davis as the backup, Embiid does so much for you. That once he does go down, the season's over no matter who the backup is.
Right. I mean, you know.
The drop-off is going to be drastic.
I was just saying.
Anthony Davis.
You just need somebody who's credible backing him up at the five.
He can give you some minutes while he gets a blow.
I mean, Debbie could do that. I mean, Debbie's not a bad ball player.
Steven in Virginia Beach is on the Fanatic. What's up, Steven?
Hey, man, I appreciate you saying Steven in Virginia Beach instead of Steven from Virginia Beach. Steven was born at Temple University Hospital.
So Steven, who was born in Temple, is in Virginia Beach.
That's right.
Virginia Beach.
And every single time I call you guys, I like it to be pronounced just that way. I completely, completely appreciate our guys' effort last night. Win, lose, or draw. They played their tails off. I like what I saw from them. The thing that I like to say is, Jimmy Butler's not a good fit for this team. Now, I don't blame Elton Brand and the guys for going out and getting him. We need another star. And I think it's too late in the season to even attempt to trade him for anybody and think we're going to get camaraderie with someone else. But not only don't I see him re-signing here, I don't want to give that guy 5 years and $240 million. I think he's already let it know he's going to sign with whoever is going to give him the max. You know, he just didn't want to be in the two places he was, but I don't see him being a good fit for this team. If it's me, I look in another direction. It's like we tried this Jimmy Butler thing. It didn't work out. Last night,
there's one problem that you have. This is where Jimmy's got you a little bit, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Is you need a guy that you can, a star that you can fit this year, this offseason. Mm-hmm. So the way the contract is, so if you can't lure any of those other free agents, I mean, he's still a top, what, 15 player?
Well, because guess what? The lure was last night. The lure was last night saying they didn't have Klay Thompson, but we have a bench that's not very good, and we still beat the champs. So that win last night was
one game. It's one game in late January,
and I get it, but look who we were playing. These guys are on an 11-game win streak. They're at home. They had all their players except for one, and we're going to make some trades and have our bench being better, guys. But Brett Brown and the guys, listen, man, kudos to you. Thanks for what you're doing for us, man. It's good to have basketball back.
Your meaningful you're basketball right on, is Steve. Here. Yeah, you're right. I mean,
Steven from Philadelphia.
In Virginia Beach. but he's right. I mean, that's that game last night meant something. The Laker game, the OKC game, the Houston game. They're all nationally televised because the Sixers, it means something here all the time. But it means a lot more now, and it means something nationally. Like, they're a national draw.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It is cool.
They got a cool team, too.
It's very cool. They do.
Yeah, cool factor. You know?
High cool factor.
Yeah. Like, Golden State, you know, that's a draw no matter what because of the spectacle of what...
And the star power.
Yeah, the star power and Steph and KD and Klay and Boogie now and, you know, everybody. They got the package there. But the Sixers, they're a team that's getting to that level. And last night was a big stat. Now, it was a game in January, and they're coming off a long road trip. I get it. But...
Nonetheless, it was impressive.
It's a huge win.
It was impressive. Yes, yeah. It was. It was more so for, you know, the psyche of this team.
Yeah, totally. And maybe the Sixers end up in the finals against that squad. And they can harken back to January 31st and know they can win at Oracle. Right? No, and they can't go in there. They can go in there and get it done.
The Oracle.
That's a cool name.
It is a great name.
It's a great name for an arena.
Yeah, it is.
Mike in Jersey is on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Jason, just wanted to give you a brief round on that parlay that you threw out there yesterday. Got paid yesterday, got a $400 bonus, had a little extra scratch to play with, and sitting in the barbershop, put down $100 to pay $1,250. I'm watching the Flyers game. My wife comes downstairs like, why are you watching hockey? She's like, leave me alone. Leave me busy.
Yeah, you had a couple units on the game.
You know, but, you know, after the Flyers won, I checked the account, and they gave me the option to cash out. I text three of my buddies, and they all told me, cash out. Come on, they're not going to win this game tonight. So I take their dumb advice, and I cash out for $311, and I could have hit for
$12. Mike.
Come on.
I told you, Mike. Yesterday, I told you they were going to win.
Yeah,
I felt it.
I believed it in my heart, too. Just bird in the hand and three in the bush. I don't know.
Dude, what do you got going on over there? You got Darth Vader humming your phone or what?
Nah, that's the windshield wipers, man. I'm in the car.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, man. You may want to get a new wiper blade, Holmes.
Perhaps.
What do you got? The metal scraping across your windshield?
That's awesome, though. I'm glad you took it, brother.
And I'll also tell you, Andor, the football, college football season, I took at least twice, you know, three-team parlays on your college pick. So you guys give me life each week. So keep it coming, all right?
Thanks, man. Mike.
That's good work.
Go Sixers, brother.
Yeah, the double parlay last night, a hundo to make $1,250. Not bad. Now, I thought the harder part of that parlay last night would have been the Flyers on the front end. More because Golden State was coming home off a trip and the Flyers were 3-4.
Yeah, but the Flyers were still, I mean, the Sixers were still... They were a higher money line dog than the Flyers were.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, the Flyers were plus 170.
Yeah.
And the Sixers were plus 3-something.
Yeah, it was outrageous.
So, you know, I mean, to win on the road at Golden State, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just had a weird feeling. And we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
With the idea of the long road trip. They were back east, and they come home, and I thought the Sixers kind of caught them perfectly. And then right before the game, we got word that Klay wasn't playing.
Yeah. I was shocked to see that. I'm going, well, I didn't even read about that he was.
He wasn't.
Yeah, probably.
He was a late scratch.
Yeah, so, yeah, you'll take it. Yeah, no Klay, no problem. 610-632-0975, that's the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. You've been lied to. That's right. Not by Mayor Jason. No, by the woman in your life. That's right. She's been lying to you. She's been telling you she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day. But in reality, it's a test. It's a trick. It's a ruse. Steven Singer knows. It's called insincerity. It's like you tell somebody, oh, I'll be happy to help you move. Happy to help you pick up at the airport. These are the little white lies we say. But the worst is when the person you love says they don't want anything for Valentine's Day. And while that may be true, they don't need anything. But this is the one day of the year set aside for saying, I love you. What better way to say I love you than with a real long-stem American Beauty rose deeply and lavishly dipped in pure 24-karat gold? It lasts forever. Starting at just $59. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com. See all those exclusive colors like Valentine's Day red, where the petals are red and trimmed in 24-karat gold, or Sweet Love, which is a lush lavender color. They come with your own personalized love note and Steven's signature gift box, shipped for free. Leave it to one of America's best jewelers to have one of America's best gifts. A gift you'll cherish forever, only available at IHateStevenSinger.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Eight to shoot. Butler going one-on-one. Butler dribbling against Draymond Green. Four to shoot. Jimmy to J.J. Redick driving right side. Three ball in the air. Up and gone. The Sixers. J.J. Redick knocks down a three. 22 seconds to go. A nine-point Philadelphia lead.
All right. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Jason Martinez. I'm Anthony Gargano. So we were just talking about the big trade that went down yesterday. Porzingis.
Right after we got off the air.
Goes to the Mavericks. So the Mavericks have Porzingis and Doncic. So two great Euros. They match up. Interesting. So we were talking about this. So the Knicks, they want to tank, right? So they're in complete tank mode. The guy that would be interesting to get would be DeAndre Jordan.
Mm.
DeAndre Jordan to back up, to be your backup five.
Okay, I can see that.
That's the guy I would want. I think he would be a terrific guy to come back as a buyout type of candidate, come back and back up your five. You know, I really like, now I don't know if he's available, but I would think he would be, or, you know, and that is Harrison Barnes.
Oh, okay.
From the Mavericks.
Yep.
So think about this. So Harrison Barnes is your four, who could shoot. So all those corner threes and all, Harrison Barnes is perfect for that.
What's his contract situation?
Plus he can post up. I don't know.
I'll look at that.
But he's a guy that I would like. Another guy that we talked about was Wesley Matthews.
He's got a 2019-20 player option. Barnes does?
Okay.
He'd be a good fit, man. He'd be really good fit.
25 mil.
Oof,
that's a lot of money. It was 4 years, 94. I thought it was 4 for 80, but it was 4 for 94.
My lord.
Well, the fourth year option is the fourth year. Maybe he doesn't pick up the option and you sign him to a new contract.
Yeah.
For less.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I think he's going to want the 25.
I think it's tough.
Yeah, but Blair's one term too. You know, I mean, he's guy, how old is he? 26, 27?
Man, money, man. 25 million. Damn. I didn't realize. It's amazing, this league. How about some of the guys
getting paid?
That get paid ridiculous money.
Yeah, it is incredible. Like mid-level players getting 25 mil.
Yeah, I mean, that's outrageous.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you have one particular skill set that a team wants, they'll pay you. It's crazy. It's mad money.
Right?
Well, did you see this potential deal that they're talking about getting Drew Holiday and Mirotic? Giving up Fultz, Smith, I think the 2021.
I don't buy it.
You don't buy it? You're not interested?
I am interested. I love Mirotic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, listen, I would do it in a heartbeat. But I just don't think, why would they want Fultz?
Yeah, that's the thing that's a little bit head-scratching.
Why would anybody want Fultz right now?
Yeah, where's his value?
Like, how do you sell to your fan base that I just traded for Markel Fultz?
Yeah, if a fan base has any clue and they have Google, then you can't sell it.
I mean, I don't know. Like, think about this for a second. Would you go to, if you go to the New Orleans fans, you're a Pels fan. You're going to lose Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he's going up with the Lakers.
So you're already miserable. And they go, oh, good news. We're bringing in Fultz.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Here's who you end up with.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're gonna get rid of Jrue Holiday, Mirotić, and you're going to have Fultz.
Yeah.
And a pick in like 3 years.
Yeah. Way to go, Pels.
Yeah, way to really fill the void for me.
Right? Like, I mean, how do you do that? So, yeah. I mean, that's why it looks, yeah, you would do it, but I just can't see it. And by the way, Zaire Smith, like, who's Zaire Smith?
Yeah, well, he's like 30 pounds less than he was when he got here.
Like, Zaire Smith, does he still have a leg?
Yeah. Well, he's getting ready to play with the G League for the 87ers.
Yeah, he had that infection, God forbid, it was scary.
Yeah, food allergy or whatever.
Yeah.
How about, by the way, did you see who was at the game last night?
Which I see a lot of people at the game.
Sam Hinkie at the game last night.
Well,
a bearded Sam.
And he is, you know, he's out there, teaches at Stanford.
Yep.
we used to go to Sam Hinkie's brain, you know that.
Oh, yeah, we got to take a trip.
When we had the morning show, we would go and do the Sam Hinkie's brain. It was always at the Starbucks in Palo Alto.
With like a laptop?
Yeah, it was just a brain in a jar, in a glass.
And
he'd speak via computer.
Oh, he was computer, so like Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, so you had the computer voice. That was it. So it's like, let's go live to the Starbucks in Palo Alto to talk to Sam.
The Hinkie brain.
Sam Hinkie's brain. And Sam Hinkie's brain would come on and, you know, talk about prospective trades.
Was that a tough brain to book?
No, he was quite available. Sam Hinkie's brain, yeah, surprisingly.
There's not much going on.
Yeah.
In between classes, he's good to go.
Yeah.
What's he teaching, by the way?
I don't know. He's a bright man. So.
Oh, he's a smart guy.
Yeah. I mean, quite frankly, I always thought that he was overqualified as an NBA GM, that he should have been running the country.
Too smart.
Like guys like that, you need running the country.
Can you imagine him running the country? Tanking the country?
No, but guys like that, you need...
Tear it down.
No, he's not tanking.
We'd be in the Stone Age right now to rebuild it. No. He'd be getting assets from Jordan and Lithuania.
Tanking the country.
Yeah, Luxembourg.
Well,
we're Luxembourg all of a sudden. We're gonna take on the Luxembourg economy. Sheesh.
We just traded the Statue of Liberty to Russia.
For future considerations. And a Euro landmark.
A Euro stash.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My God. No, but he, like, a mind like his is what you need to do some good for society, not worry about the NBA.
I worry about a mind like his. I'll be honest with you.
He was brilliant. Smart dude.
I mean.
Did you read his manifesto?
Yeah, it was the ramblings of a maniac.
Dude, it was one of the best written pieces I've seen in a long time.
Okay, well written, but it was still insane.
No, it
like,
was
that was insane.
Brilliant. No, conceptually, it was brilliant.
Well, it was like he was like going to carrying the cross.
I loved it. I read it. Like, I read it a couple times. I did.
It's like good reading.
It was. It was good reads. I belong to a website called Goodreads.
Uh huh.
And it's a. What else? It's Goodreads.
It was on there.
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right. Coming up in a couple minutes, we'll give you a keyword, a chance to win $1,000, and let's get to Cadillac in Westchester's on the Fanatic. What's up, Cadillac?
What's up, guys? First time, long time.
Welcome, Cadillac.
It's tough not getting you first in the morning, man. I'll take you at 10, but you're like my first cup of coffee, man. Not ideal at 10 a.m., but I'll take it.
Better late than never.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
So I'll take it when I can get it. So you had asked, what were you doing for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Super Bowl challenge last year.
So I got lucky enough. The old man hooked it up. I got lucky enough to sneak out to Minnesota And, you know, you talked about a couple weeks ago the signs. Like, you were talking about what are the signs. And when me and my dad got out there on the way to where we were staying, we stopped. We pulled over on a highway at the stadium just to check it out. And the practice flyby went right over the stadium during it.
Oh, my God.
And you want to talk about the sign? In that moment, I was like, something special is going to happen here. Something special is going to happen.
Whew.
So it was awesome. A couple of the highlights. So we're walking into the stadium, and my dad grew up in Delco. He's just a lunatic. He just runs right up to Derek Gunn, grabs his microphone, and just screams the Eagles chant. I was just like, this is wow.
That was your dad? I love
it. That was my old man.
Oh, yep. Cadillac. It's beautiful.
So I'm scrolling through some of my pictures here. Another highlight was my dad's reaction to the Philly special. I'm like trying to record a little bit on my Snapchat, and he's just screaming, what the hell are they doing? And just it was just unbelievable experience. And then my old man hooked it up. We got into the party afterwards, and just grabbing that trophy, man, kicking it with Dawkins.
Wow, you got in it.
Kicking it with Trout.
Wow.
Ridiculous experience, man. My dad's sitting. I can't even believe we won, and now my dad's arguing about bows with Mike Trout.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
How did you get into the party after? I mean, that's amazing.
My dad hooked it up, man. I don't know if he's in the mob or what. and then finally, we're rolling out of the party at 5:30, and everything's ice themed. There's an Ice Eagles, you know, logo and this and that, and there's a little Lombardi trophy in front of it, and my dad knocks it over and breaks it.
No, he broke the Ice Lombardi.
Dude, man, you're dangerous, Cadillac.
I want to hang out with your father, man. He sounds like a blast.
I'll text you that last video if you want it. It's great.
Yeah, send it to us. Yeah, send it to us.
Wow.
We'll put you on hold. Send it to us. Cadillac, great call, man.
That's over the ice sculpture.
Like,
I can see you doing that. You're like a bull in a china closet.
First of all, that's... You knew he was telling you the truth. And the fact that there's an ice sculpture, I know that. That's a big deal. Those parties are like elaborate.
Oh, yeah.
Those team parties.
Get the ice sculptor in there with the chainsaw.
Man. That's a big deal.
You big fan of the ice sculpture?
I am.
How about the luge?
I love
the shots out of the luge.
Love that. Anything with ice, I like you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you hate the cold weather, but you love the ice.
Oh, I love the ice. Yeah,
you've been great in the ice age.
Did you see that ice hotel?
No,
you know, there's a hotel.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw this a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's made
out. Go stay there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like lavish too.
Yeah.
I went to that ice thing down at in Maryland, like for the kids. And they have, it's like characters and stuff, and it's all ice. But you all got to wear the same jacket. They give you this, like, pull over, like a big trench coat to keep warm inside the exhibit. And every kid, you can't tell your kids apart. Like, you feel like you're going to lose your kid.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Because they're all wearing the same jacket.
Same jacket, yeah.
It's what he took from Rocco DeMille. It's the jacket. They said I couldn't carry a jacket like this.
The best is, he's looking at him. Tony's looking at him going... Yeah, he smells it like this thing stinks.
Yeah, it smells like Rocco.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.